It's Kevin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer.
Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. This is Kevin McCullough Radio.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Lots to get to on this big breaking news Monday. We've got a recession headed to our financial picture. That is the increased opinion by multiple financial experts. We'll talk about it with David Fisher, our Money Monday expert. Dr. Gina's here to discuss the dismissal of Christian Nielsen, and we've got some big breaking news.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Businesses and banks around the world now have a clearer duty to ensure that companies with which they conduct financial transactions are not connected to the IRGC in any material way.
That is a rather dogmatic, forthright, pertinent, and urgent statement made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo earlier today. The general and the president's team, of course, all talking about this turning. What's really just a matter now of official designation. We've thought of them this way for the longest time. But what does it mean that we now are saying that the Iran Revolutionary Guard is a foreign terrorist organization? It's going to impact a lot. I'll get to that in a second. Lots of stuff to get to today. Before we're done, Beto O'Rourke into Iowa with a roar, going home with a whimper. Maybe that's some of the assessment of his weekend of campaigning there. We'll delve into that. There are increasing managers of significant hedge funds, billionaires, people not related to the commodities markets in America that are looking at the circumstances on the ground and saying that we are headed into a recession later this year or possibly first part of next year. As you know, friends, you don't have endless bull markets forever. There are always corrections that take place. What does it look like? Why are they saying that that's getting there? Well, there's some disturbing underpinning points that are taking place. The inversion of a very important curve has occurred multiple times just this year. What does it all mean? David Fisher will be here. And why is he reiterating this term called the bail-in? It has something to do with the fact that the Dodd-Frank Act authorized your government to take your money from you. That's what the Dodd-Frank Act did. It authorized your money to be taken from you by your government. What are the conditions under which that would take place? David's going to fill us in on that. A little bit of an extended Money Monday today with David. Then also Dr. Gina Loudon is here. Now, she's my favorite human behaviorist. She loves to, like, size up people, not just from the political standpoint of where they're coming from, but kind of understanding their body language and background and everything else. She studied human behavior. Has thrice the credentials of anybody that needs them, and she will join us. What does it mean for Kirsten? Is that how you say it? She's got the weirdest spelt name. It's not Christian. It's not Kristen. It's not Kirsten. It's Kirsten Nielsen, I think. She's resigned, obviously. She's staying on for a couple of days, but they're going to bring in the guy from Border Patrol. What difference does that make? Is this part of the Trump's commitment to get tough on the border? He said that when putting in the new ICE nominee this week. Now his Secret Service guy is gone. They're looking for a tougher guy there. What's all that mean? We'll get into that. And that brings us to where we start today. Some very important news and then some of the news of the bizarre. And I'll get to all of it right now. So you heard in the opening there, Mike Pompeo this morning announcing the administration's official designation of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as now, quote, a foreign terrorist organization. This is a big, big deal. This is what we do with Hezbollah and Hamas. This is what we do with states, nation states that that practice terror. And why we didn't have the Revolutionary Guard, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, already on that list is a little bit bizarre. But this is something that is not escaping the attention of the president. And if we're not engaged in the Iran nuclear deal, by golly, we better be calling them what they are. If we're not going to play that whole game that President Obama was all too willing to play, close my eyes and feel around like a blind person and hope that Iran's going to do the right thing. Just wish against wish that, you know, we send them pallets and pallets and pallets of cash. And just pray, oh, please, God, let them do the right thing. Well, this president has not taken that approach. So there are no pallets of cash. There is no more Iran deal. And now the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is on they're on the terror list. We don't like them. They do bad stuff. They're responsible for instigating a lot of terror episodes across the globe. This designation, Pompeo went on to say, is a direct response to an outlaw regime. The Iranian Revolutionary Guard masquerades as a legitimate military organization, but none of the free world should be fooled. The designation puts sanctions, freezes assets, and affects the IRGC in U.S. jurisdictions. A ban on Americans doing business with it is one of the most important ones. The move also allows the U.S. to deny entry to people found to have provided the Guard with material support or prosecute them for sanctions violation. Now, depending on who's president at the time, saying that someone has the right to be prosecuted for sanctions violation sometimes doesn't mean much of anything. Under this president, I'm kind of thinking it does. The president applauded the move, saying this underscores the fact that Iran's actions are fundamentally different from those of other governments. The president also warned, if you are doing business with the IRGC, you will be bankrolling terrorism. That's how the U.S. is going to view it from now on. This action sends a clear message to Tehran that its support for terrorism has serious consequences. Friends, this is a good thing for the free world. What we are doing here with identifying the Iranian Revolutionary Guard as a terror group is a good thing. It gives our allies cover. It gives us more flexibility in responding to them with firmer terms, particularly in any negotiations that go forward. And I think that it may be the foundation of what the president builds, whatever new Iranian deal he hopes to negotiate on the nuclear weapons or whatever. This is one of the strongest things he could do, is to move them into checkmate. We're not going to put up with one iota from you. You're not assassinating anybody. You're not killing anyone. Because if you do, guess what we say you are now. So this is actually very important, very good. It's going to impact Syria. It's going to impact Russia. Some people are going to say, oh, well, it's going to have negative impact. No, I think it just like states clearly what we see and what we say. And neither Syria nor Russia are going to be happy about it. But there's been too much murkiness in that nexus, and Iran is usually the go-between. So if Russia wants to get weapons to Syria, guess who they put them through? And back and forth. This is good. This is healthy for the world. Until Iran decides to play nice and to be nice, then we need to call them what they are. And that's a terror state. So that's that. Okay, let me jump over to the news of the insane today. Just a little while ago, Bernie Sanders was on the campaign trail in Muscatine, Iowa. And he said, if those in prison should have the right to vote, the independent senator from Vermont, because he likes to refer to himself in the third person, says that it's absolutely the direction we should go. Meaning that criminals... Lean in, because I want you to make sure you get this. that criminals who are currently behind bars should have the right to vote. He says, in my state, what we do is separate. You're paying a price. You committed a crime. You're in jail. That's bad. But you're still living in American society, and we have a right to vote. And I believe in that. Yes, we do. I don't. And I don't think if you ask the American people if felons should have the right to vote, that the vast majority of them are going to disagree with Bernie Sanders. The overwhelming majority of them currently incarcerated, maybe after they've gotten out, gotten reformed, maybe. Some states are looking at that. But people in prison, are you kidding me? That's just called the new Democratic headquarters for each county. I'm Calvin McCullough, coming right back. It's a big, busy day. Don't go away.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have a simply horrible ride in New Jersey along Interstate 80 this evening on the westbound side. We are jammed up coming off 95 right out towards exit 58 in Patterson. That is nearly a 10-mile jam, all because of emergency construction in Patterson near exit 58, knocking out two of those travel lanes. Once you're west of exit 57, the pace does pick up. 46, it's by no means perfect. Westbound, as you go into the area, the turnpike, we're slow with a crash, and it gets a little better on your way towards Route 17, then jam through Lodi and Garfield on your way out towards the Clifton area. But I do think 46 is slightly better. 4 is not an option. It's bumper to bumper with alternative traffic from Englewood all the way out into Fairlawn, and 208 northbound is jammed up towards Morlot Avenue in Fairlawn with a crash being cleared. Across the Hudson River, here are the numbers on this Monday evening. 30 minutes outbound at the Holland, about 10 on the city-bound side. 10 minutes out at the Lincoln Tunnel, city-bound side, not bad. And now you know how not to go. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher wants Republicans to show support for our president.
The Republicans have to strategize in ways that sometimes don't involve President Trump's fingerprint. Now, that made me sick to my stomach. You better dance with the lady who brung you. You better go with Donald Trump because he's the face of the party, and he's the guy that is largely getting it all done alone. And I want to see Republicans line up behind him.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestionpricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, this is Patrick Cullen, president of the New York State Supreme Court Officers Association. Join me for Justice Matters as we take over the AM 970 airwaves every Sunday at noon. Court officers play a pivotal role serving at the front lines of court security in criminal, family, and civil courthouses throughout New York City and the 9th Judicial District. Justice Matters will bring a fresh new perspective on the current challenges and issues facing our criminal justice system and the impact they have on all New Yorkers. The New York State Supreme Court Officers Association's members are uniformed officers in the courts throughout the five boroughs of New York City, as well as Westchester, Rockland, Putnam, Orange, and Dutchess counties. And we are affiliated with the AFL-CIO and the International Longshoremen's Association. SCOA's mission is to continue to improve benefits and protect the rights of all of our members. If it's noon on Sunday, it's time for Justice Matters on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. I want to invite all pastors to join me on Friday, May 24th, as our sister station, AM 570 The Mission, WMCA, presents their annual Pastors Appreciation Breakfast and Ministry Exhibition at Anton's in Queens Village. The event will feature Dr. Tony Evans of The Alternative as the keynote speaker. Tickets are complimentary for pastors and their guests. Listeners can also purchase tickets for $15. Register for your tickets today at WMCA.com. The 2019 Pastors Appreciation Breakfast is sponsored by NIAC College. college.
Our hosts all look like GQ models. See them now at am970theanswer.com.
She knows what the left is thinking before they do. Dr. Gina Loudon, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
It's a big, busy breaking news Monday, and coming up, some economic news that we have not discussed in a while, but the signs are ominous. David Fisher with us for an extended time today. I hope you'll stick around following my next guest. Dr. Gina Loudon joins us on Mondays. I like to pick her brain because she looks at the news not just as someone who's involved in the process and advocates for policies and advocates for candidates that she believes in, but she also has a background in human behavior. She has got so many credentials that the left feels like they have to lie about who she actually is to make their point. And she is willing to examine human behavior as part of the discussion of the criticism or critique that she brings to the table every week. Dr. Gina Loudon, welcome back. Always good to have you. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, Kevin. Always great to be with you.
So let's get to one of the top stories of the weekend, and that was what I'm just a journeyman out here in the hinterland. I didn't have insider knowledge. I think that there were some people that may have been a little surprised that Secretary Nielsen resigned. I know that this last weekend there was another incident that DHS seemed to botch on some level, but I feel like this is a woman who has tried to do on some level what the president tasked her to do, and never, not even from day one, did the media or did Democrats give her half a second of a break, because they knew that this was Trump's area with the border and so forth, and anybody that's going to step into that line of fire is going to really be beaten down. But is this part of his, as he was saying last week with the appointment to ICE, is this part of his getting tougher on the issue scenario, what's going down with DHS now?
Well, I would never presume to know what the president's intentions are or what his will is in all of this. But, of course, I know that as I've watched him, even when he's done things I disagreed with, Kevin, and you and I have talked about this, I've been amazed by how he uses some of the most unlikely situations for negotiation and leverage. And I would be willing to bet, just knowing the same political climate that you see, that, you know, he's not pleased with the way that we still have so many border crossings. He wants to do something about this, and he wants somebody who's going to take that kind of action. And so that's my guess, is that the person that replaces her will have, you know, really strong allegiance to the base, the President Trump's base, that says, you know, we don't want illegals here, period. One third of El Salvador's population lives in the United States now. I mean, this is a problem. It is a national crisis. And
can we get one third of their GDP?
The strongest person.
Can we get one third of their national economy? Can we get one third of their GDP?
Well,
we got one third of their people.
You know, they're all sending money back home, all of these people that come, but none of that money is taxed, as the president has talked about. So there's just a lot of problems around this issue of illegal immigration, and it has swelled to a place where it really is crisis proportion, and I think the president wants to fix it, and that's the beginning and the end. And I don't think it's about personalities or anything else. I think it's about getting the work done.
Well, and I think that on some level, like whoever, so I'm not familiar with the fellow that he nominated for ICE, but the thing that he said when he was asked about it by the press was, I had nominated someone else. I took that nomination down. I put in this guy because I feel like we need to, and these were his words, get tougher. I sense the same thing you do, that these caravans are getting more emboldened. The literal taxation of the manpower on the border is stretched to as thin as it can be. He's got the military available. He's got the wall started. There's things going on. But I think that there's, if you look at it, like if you could have a 35,000 mile view of, like, you know, from outer space watching it happen, I think there's this, you know, coming, it's like kind of like Game of Thrones. There's this coming war that's coming to the wall of America. And people are trying to get in before the wall can be built or the enforcement can happen. And I don't know why the 18 Democrats or 275 Democrats that are running for president can't stand up and say, like old Democrats used to, that's an equal problem. That's a big problem for us right there.
Kevin, I was in San Diego last week. As you know, I spent the last better part of a decade living in San Diego, right on the border. And I was on the border last week, and I talked to a lot of people. There are so many problems people aren't even aware of. They were begging me, many with tears, to please deliver the message to the president, to please get that wall built and stop the illegal immigration. Kevin, you can't even go into a hospital. They have tents now, isolation tents, set up in hospitals because there are so many unknown strains of diseases coming across our borders from countries all over the world, not just right. Mexico. They come through Mexico, but they are coming from countries all over the world, and it's killing Americans and taking Americans' lives. And that's not even to mention the drugs and the MS-13 and all the rest of it. This is a national crisis, and the president is getting very serious about it. And I think these moves you see speak to that.
That's well said. All right, Dr. Gina, thank you as always. Kevin McCullough Radio.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We have a mix of sun and clouds up overhead. We sit at 78 degrees. What's going on? We have the answer. Well, the MTA is testing out facial recognition technology with cameras at its crossings, but it appears to have some glitches, more than one of them. Scott Pringle has more.
Well, these cameras that have this facial recognition apparently looking for criminals or terrorists. It's at the MTA's bridges and tunnels. However, the Wall Street Journal reports the initial test period on the RFK Bridge did not go so hot. The cameras didn't recognize anyone. Governor Cuomo's office tells the Journal the agency is testing technology to help keep New Yorkers safe while also protecting people's civil rights. So what do these folks think?
I am not really a fan of any kind of, like, tracking system if it's going to be used on everyone.
They should continue to test it and
The MTA is still going ahead with more facial recognition testing. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Rockland County officials are trying to figure out their next move to combat the spread of the measles virus. Rob Dawson has more.
County Executive Ed Day is scheduled to meet with his health and legal team. He criticized a judge on Friday who stopped the 30-day state of emergency that he ordered.
We have to wait until this gets much worse. While that may be legally sufficient, I think it is very wrong-headed.
That state of emergency order banned unvaccinated children from public places, including schools. Rockland has had more than 160 cases of the measles since the outbreak began in October. Rob Dawson, NBC News Radio, New York.
In sports, Yankees take on the Astros in Houston tonight. The Mets are off. They begin a midweek series with the Twins tomorrow at Citi Field. NBA, the Knicks take on the Bulls in Chicago. Taking a look at the traffic across the Hudson River back to New Jersey at the Holland Tunnel, a 20 to 30 minute delay, 5 minutes inbound, about 10 minutes outbound at the Lincoln Tunnel, less than five on the citybound side. GW Bridge outbound upper, broken down car under the apartments. Cloudy tonight, chance of a shower south of the city, low 54. Clouds tomorrow, high 58. And now you know what's going on. I am Mike Barker on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a three-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Tweet us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We're everywhere. AM970, theanswer.com.
Obliterating confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, we're awfully glad to be able to have a little bit of extra time with my guest, David Fisher, Landmark Capital's CEO, and the discussion of a thing called the bail-in that, if you're just joining us and haven't been paying attention for the last couple of years, you may not know much about. But in reality, this is something that has been used by countries to seize assets to then satisfy a national or corporate debt of some sort. And David Fisher is talking about it once again, because David, as you were telling me off air, people, especially from the New York area, have been calling you and saying, hey, remember that bail-in thing you were talking about? I've got more questions about it. So if people have questions, I want them to be in touch with Landmark, 844-604-2575. There's also a tremendous resource that David has updated. How many times have you updated the coming bail-in white paper, David? Is this on the 6th or 7th?
It's 7th edition.
Okay. Because this is one of those things where he looks at the facts on the ground and then determines, based on the indicators, what's coming and what it means. And this, you need this white paper to have the information to be armed with, so that you're prepared in the event that the recession comes and that a bail-in could be invoked, which is specifically in the Dodd-Frank Act. There's actually an allowance for it. So, David, let's talk about this for a second. The way you've described it in the past is that the government seizes the assets electronically, I'm assuming, in the bank accounts of the people that have them. When the government seizes the money, do they pay us back? Do we get interest on it? Do they say, thank you, ma'am? Is there anything that they do that what happens?
Well, those are great questions, and I get asked those and many more. Yes, you get something for your money. This ties into with the problem of foreigners selling treasuries and not enough, the Fed no longer buying as much treasuries before. So we need to support the treasury market, because the treasuries have been ballooned. That's why I watched this so much, because this relates to the bail-in. So think with me for a second. If foreigners are no longer buying treasuries like they used to, and the Fed's no longer buying treasuries like it used to, somebody has to buy the treasuries. And 2 years ago, issuing $585 billion in treasuries just to keep afloat. Now it's $1.2 trillion. So that's where this money goes. It goes to the treasury, and you get an annuity paid back to you over time from the treasury. So that's how this setup is done. I have a big white paper on it. There's a lot of facts in here. You can Google a lot of this. You'll find it. And a lot of it comes from government websites, because the Dodd-Frank Act was 843 pages initially, but then it got to be 22,000 pages after its full duration. It's the largest piece of legislation in history. Wow. So this is something that, you know, I want everybody to understand that this is sounds crazy. I get it. How can this happen in America? I thought it took me 2 years, Kevin, just to finally break down and say, I got to write about this, because this sounds so strange that this would happen in America. But the laws are the laws. I even have documents that quote from Cornwall law, the actual statutes of how this actually happened. So I mean, it's a real deal. We're here to face the facts, not to be an ostrich and bury our head, because that's not how healthy, wise investors operate.
Sure. And friend, as you're listening today, if you would like a copy of David's analysis of the coming bail-in, he's got that available for free. It's a white paper. He'll send it to you. No purchase necessary, nothing else, just the information on demand. 844-604-2575. And David, I'm guessing if we've got portfolios that are, I don't know, $50,000, $100,000 or more, we should be even more concerned about this, because that's everything that we may be putting aside to, you know, pay for college for our kids, or plan that wedding for our daughter, or retire on someday. I mean, you've told the story about the guy from Cyprus. He had $1 million. He goes to bed on Friday night. He wakes up Monday. He's a pauper. I mean, this is serious stuff. And the more that we've set aside and been diligent, the more serious it is.
Well, the next year in October, the International Monetary Fund wrote a 107-page report called Taxing Times. And I have a quote in my report from it. They said that it is clear that America needs to do a bail-in, which they call a one-off capital levy. And so then a lot of people were wondering, who read these reports, what it would be for America. And the Wall Street Journal did an article published December of 2013 titled The Coming Global Wealth Tax. It interprets this 107-page report, and it says the actual wealth tax for a bail-in in America, they believe, would be between 56 to 71%. So according to the Wall Street Journal, if you had $100,000, the government would take $56,000 to $71,000, and that would be an annuity they pay you back over time.
And this is, we're going to get into solutions for this, but this is one of the reasons why diversification, and specifically commodities you can hold yourself, give you an advantage during these situations. Friends, obviously Landmark deals with precious metals. You know my belief in them, but this is serious stuff. 844-604-2575. Get the paper and get educated above all else. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay with us.
Hugh Hewitt thinks Joe Biden might be done before he gets started.
The Kavanaugh hearings opened the window on past allegations back to high school.
Joe Biden is 76 years old.
So we are talking about 60 years of allegations that might come pouring out now about feeling creeped out. I think he gets swept away by this because, honest to goodness, it's hard running for president.
The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their cost of goods skyrocket as delivery trucks pass down their added cost to consumers. No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, I'm Laura Schaefer, General Sales Manager at AM 970 The Answer. We're partnering with Food for the Poor to provide food for a year and water for life to suffering families in the Caribbean and Latin America. If you're a business owner, would you consider becoming a business benefactor for this campaign? Make a tax-deductible donation of $1,500 or more to Food for the Poor, and in return, Kevin McCullough will announce your donation and interview you during the campaign on April 9th and April 10th. Plus, AM 970 will provide you with an advertising campaign as a thank you for your donation. We'll even help write and produce the commercials for you. With your help, Food for the Poor will provide food and clean water to these families in the Caribbean and Latin America. Can we count you in to help us feed the poor and the less fortunate? Call me, Laura Schaefer, to grow your business and feed the hungry. For more information, give me a call at 212-857-9639. Again, that's 212-857-9639.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Amberin trials tested mild to moderate symptoms. Testimonial is based on 90 days of use. Results may vary. Nielsen US XAOC 52 weeks dollar sales.
Hot flashes, night sweats, low energy. I had all those menopause symptoms. Hi, I'm Mary Lou Retton. As an athlete and winner of gold back in 1984, I've always cared about what I put in my body. That's why for menopause relief, I choose Amberin.
Amberin safely relieves 12 menopause symptoms by helping to restore your hormonal balance. Amberin is 100% drug-free and estrogen-free. Amberin is America's number one menopause relief supplement in dollar sales.
I like the fact that Amberin is clinically tested, safe, and effective. Thanks to Amberin, my fear of hot flashes is gone. My sheets aren't soaked every night, and my energy is back. Give Amberin a try and see what it can do for you. It works. It really works.
Hurry to your Walmart, Walgreens, Target, and other fine retailers nationwide and get Amberin today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Breaking news and local news. Find it on our website, am970theanswer.com.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I change it all. Oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Your Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
For the last 3 years, it's been my joy to have someone here to talk about global economies and markets and money from a standpoint that is not partisan, from a standpoint that I abjectly trust. And it's been my joy to even introduce him to people that I know that are questioning the current financial situation and saying, if there is a recession around the corner, how do I get best prepared for that? I had a multi-millionaire, some of you would know his name if I said it, asked me just not even 2 weeks ago. And I said, there is one and only one that I would call to have that personal and private conversation because of the ethics and the integrity behind Landmark Capital. I believe in not only David Fisher, I believe in his ethos and his ethics. I believe in how he lives his life, and I believe that he treats his people in the way that I would want my very good friends and family and everyone else to be treated. So, friends, if you have not yet called to get that paper, I'm just going to tell you, you're foolish not to today. What David is talking about by way of a coming recession and the potential for a bail-in is real. This is not fantasy world stuff. This is the stuff that there are many indicators that are pointing that direction, and that's why he's gone to the trouble to publish these white papers, and also that little thing called the 2019 Financial Survival Guide, where if you request that, again, totally free when you call. But he'll give you his monthly newsletter that's for insiders. You'll get that at no cost. And then all of his coming white papers are something that he will provide to you as the days and weeks and months go by. So I would call today, and I would ask for that survival guide, because it is going to be important in the days to come. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. David Fisher's back with us. David, we've been talking about recession. If people joined us a little bit on the late side today, we've already been discussing one of the options that the government may invoke if a recession hits later this year or early of 2020, and that is a bail-in. I know some people are listening and they say, well, Dave, wouldn't there be like rioting and revolting and, you know, wouldn't people take to the streets and burn cars and stuff, you know, have our own yellow jacket protest in America if it got this bad?
Well, when you don't give people anything for their money, yes, that would be, I would think that would happen. But the governments in the past who have done this has made it really clear that they were reimbursed for the funds that they were seized. And so is a, you know, Rob Peter to pay Paul issue is what it really came down to. There was rioting in the streets one time during a bail-in, but it was actually after the third time it was done. The second time and third time it was done in Greece. That's why you saw the rioting. So that was over bail-in. Every other country that did bail-ins, there was no rioting or altered human behavior. In fact, the IMF writes about this in the report that I read. It's not a fun report to read, but I read all 107 pages, and they talk about human behavior, and they say if they just do this once and you reimburse your citizens, they won't alter their behavior. So if you're getting a guarantee on your money, and that's what the Treasury annuity is, then you're not going to alter your behavior. So that's the theory of this.
Well, but And we've always supposedly, I mean, the American currency has always supposedly been guaranteed, but it doesn't have the value that it used to have. And with quantitative easing and other things that come in and kind of dilute the product, it seems like that may be a little more wishful thinking than some would be prepared for. Let me just cut to the chase, David. How do we prepare? So if there is a recession ahead, late 2019, early 20, and the bail-in is likely because it's authorized by Dodd-Frank. People, if you're just joining us again, you don't know this, but in the 22,000 pages of Dodd-Frank, a bail-in is authorized. They have the legal standing to do it, to take your money and to use it for their purposes. How does a wise investor prepare in anticipation of understanding that this might happen?
Well, that's fairly easy. Imagine there's a debt issue, and we have to. You know, the country cannot pay their bills, or the there's no bailing out of banks anymore, or corporations that go under the AIGs, the General Motors, and they go and they do this. So if you rolled over a portion of that money into a qualified IRA and you bought precious metals with it, now you're no longer on an electronic system. And there's a way you can actually, we have another white paper on this, where you can take possession of your metals without any tax ramification. So imagine you're holding these metals and they're not on an electronic system, and then they flip the switch to pay down the debt. So the debt either got to be inflated our way out, we either got to devalue the dollar, or we got to, you know, walk away from the debt and you know, declare bankruptcy. I don't think they're going to do that, definitely. But, or the other way is this new modern way is to do the bail-in. So whatever would happen, any of those proposals that they would choose or roads to go down, Kevin, I would think that gold would go up quite a bit. Last time gold went up without a bail-in, just in a normal recession, $750 to $1,900 in just 4 years. So this is not about a get-rich-quick scheme. This is more about protecting your money. But you also probably might have a very good investment on your hands by diversifying your portfolio. So they flip the switch. They can't access this money that's either was in your bank account or in your retirement, your 401k, your IRA. And then things settle back down and you can make adjustments. Because investing is always only just predicting the future, moving your money in that place that makes sense for the future coming.
Sure. And I'm terrible at guessing that stuff. That's why I need smart people like you to help me understand it. And that's what the position of the average person, is it not, David? I mean, you have the luxury of working in the field. And so you read the reports, you read the articles that are coming in from other economies that none of us even have the access to. I mean, we're not reading the Hindustan Times or the London, whatever, or the Beijing this. And yet you're doing all of that work, reading it for us, friends. It makes total sense, but don't make a decision until you've armed yourself with the education. That's why this coming bail-in white paper, or even better yet, the financial survival guide, is really important. 844-604-2575. Now, 1 week from today, we give away that beautiful gold coin. If you've not registered, you only have 7 days to register. Why don't you call, get the financial survival guide, and register today? 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. Kevin McCullough Radio. Stay with us.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Roger Kimball was quoted recently in Imprimis magazine making a pithy observation on the state of higher education. Quote, "The more expensive education becomes, the more it seems to lead not to broader understanding, but to narrower horizons." Kimball marveled at the removal of a picture of Shakespeare from University of Pennsylvania's English department in favor of a photo of Audre Lorde, a black feminist writer. The department chairman gushed over the students' courage to replace it. They were committed to a more inclusive mission, he said, for the department. But the rest of us might ask, okay, but how long will the replacement photo be tolerated? This trend towards erasing history is not slowing down. What's the next step? Bans on Broadway revivals of Neil Simon or Arthur Miller? Persecution of bookstores for selling non-PC books? Defenders of our common history's heroes and benefactors should speak out now. Your local libraries and museums may be the next target. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Tonight on the History Channel at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, catch episode 5 of the Jesus series, Judas, the Betrayal. His name, a synonym for traitor, even to this day, Judas is known as the devoted disciple who ultimately betrays Jesus. What prompted one of Jesus' closest friends to turn on him remains one of the Bible's great mysteries, one explored as Jesus and his disciples enter Jerusalem for Passover and what will become the Last Supper. I think it's going to be pretty awesome. You got to check it out tonight, 8 o'clock on the History Channel.
Lots of investment firms talk about customizing a portfolio to your needs, but they may only look at one or two aspects of your financial situation. Creative Planning is different. Our financial planning-led approach considers your entire financial picture. That's the only way to create a comprehensive plan that works uniquely for you. Call 866-CREATIVE or visit creativeplanning.com to learn more. Investment strategies recommended by Creative Planning are not assured of earning a profit or avoiding a loss in declining markets.
70%. That's a number I want you to remember. 70% of people who try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor to relieve their back pain or their neck pain or their leg pain, whatever pain you may be suffering from, after people try the 3-week quick start, which is priced at $19.95, 70% order again. What's that say? Well, it says so much about how much people believe in the product. It works. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who put together an astounding team of scientists and physicians who created a 100% drug-free supplement that works. I know because I am a loyal, satisfied customer of Relief Factor. I take a packet of these easy-to-swallow capsules in the morning, a packet at night, no more lower back pain for me. Try it. 3 weeks, $19.95. If it doesn't work for you after 3 weeks, notify Relief Factor. You're only out $20. ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384 for the one and only Relief Factor.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customized your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Jay Sekulo Live is next on AM 970. The Answer. What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, that's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. I planned way earlier today to end on this story. I kid you not, as I look up at Fox News, as I live and breathe, as we're closing the show, they have the exact story on their screen that I pulled up on my computer. It's actually a story today from Politico. David Sider is writing there. But I was who was I speaking with earlier today? It was a member of the Trump 2020 team. So I'm having conversations with the people that are running the campaign because I really want to know what they're thinking ahead of time. So I was talking to this particular person that's part of the Trump official Trump 2020 team. And they've only got like, I don't know, 6 or 7 people that are currently on the official campaign team. But anyway, I was saying to this person about what an absolute circus it's going to be to watch for the next 10, 12 months as the Democrats are trying to figure out how they're going to pare themselves down, because there's a new flavor of the week, right? And it's kind of depending upon whoever's getting it at the moment that they kind of have the hot hand, with one exception, the guy that I mentioned at the beginning of the show who wants to get inmates to vote. Honestly, too, is that not just a blatant play for corruption? Hey, dude, we'll make sure your wing gets 55 more cartons of cigarettes this month, but you got to get everybody into the polling booth on the polling day. Yeah, let's let prisoners vote. Let's let people currently serving time vote. That's all the problems we have in America. That's the one that Bernie Sanders wants to start off my new week on. Yes. All right. So different candidate. So I was saying to the Trump 2020, have you ever seen a circus like this? Nope, this is going to be crazy. And some of it's not being well received by the actual candidates, because back in the day, like last year, when Beto O'Rourke was running for the Texas Senate seat, the U.S. Senate seat from Texas, he was told, oh, you can do no wrong, raise money, all this stuff, whatever. Well, this David Sider's piece in today's Politico, titled Reality Bites Beto After a High-Flying Kickoff, basically when he rolled into Iowa this last week, he was talking to 300-member crowds, and he was standing on stumps in the middle of town, and by the time he whimpered out of town, he was having a hard time drawing 30 people. Now, I said on Twitter that I believe there are two simultaneous truths that both apply here. One, shiny pennies are only cool for about a half second. That's about it. If you're nothing more than a shiny penny, your shelf life is limited. But secondly, Beto has been caught now like three or four times to Iowa crowds just blatantly misrepresenting the facts of what he was saying. And I think when it's blatant and when it's to the people you're asking for the vote from, I think over time that kind of diminishes your appeal as well. So he's not leaving Iowa very happy. He has to go back, but Bernie Sanders right now, number one front runner for the Dems. And of course, creepy Uncle Joe hasn't gotten in yet. We'll see you next time. I'm Kevin McCullough.